How you doing? It's Rick H., creator of The Rick H. Show and 10 Minutes of Sports. Do you want to create your own podcast? Here's the solution. Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts. It's free. It has creation tools for you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone and your computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need in one place. So download Anchor, the app, or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Black truck, drunk pissy, sipping whizzy while she smoking sticky. Pumping big buns, so loud, you know the Bronx. When you fuck with me, come from them uptown avenues with them hustlers that make bread, serving more than a bird or two. If we never heard of you, it's nothing to discuss. And life's a bitch that I love to fuck for the rush. Yeah, they don't get it, tax to sell with the bucks. Might as well spend it up, nothing in life's ever enough, huh? If you came from the bottom, none of these niggas want no problems. Cause we out here getting money.
Welcome to 10 Minutes of Sports with me, your host. So today's topic is Brian Cashman. If you don't know who Brian Cashman is, well, this is a sports podcast, so I'm hoping you know who Brian Cashman is. If you don't know who Brian Cashman is the general manager of the New York Yankees. He has been the general manager of the New York Yankees since 1998. Cashman is probably the most overrated general managers of all time. Yes, overrated. I said it. How so, you say? A man with four rings, four world championship rings, and has been at the same job since 1998. Why is he overrated, Rick? Well, I'll tell you why. The Yankees have an unlimited amount of money. They could basically buy any player that they want. Like they have in years in the past, they bought out any player they wanted or desired. Cashman inherited a loaded, and I mean loaded, talented baseball team in 1998. Beginning with Jeter, Pettit, Mariano, Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, Jorge Posada, the list goes on and on and on and on of the guys that he inherited. Not that he signed, not that he scouted, not that he drafted, not that he picked up, that he inherited. That team goes out to be the greatest team in baseball history, the 1998 Yankees. They win a championship. Following year, they repeat. And the following year, they beat my Mets in the Subway Series. Then they go through a drought. From 2000 to 2008, the Yankees were not able to win a championship. They only went to the World Series. They went twice between 2000 and 2008. They went in 2001 against the Arizona Diamondbacks and in 2003 against the Marlins, which they lost both of those World Series. Then in 2009, the baseball gods granted the Yankees another championship led by Hideki Matsui and Alex Rodriguez. So why do I say Brian Cashman's overrated? With an unlimited amount of money, and any player that he wants, he's only truly won one championship. One championship. And that's the 2009 championship. Ever since then, it's been a barrage of signings and trades that made absolutely zero sense. His best signing was of CC Sabathia and Mark Teixeira. Well, in Garrett Cole this offseason. I'll give him that one. His best trade was trading Chapman to get Torres and then re-signing Chapman in the offseason. But A.J. Burnett, the trade for J.A. Happ, re-signing J.A. Happ, Hideki Arabu, trading for Alex Rodriguez, re-signing Alex Rodriguez at $150 million. The list goes on and on. Compare that to Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein broke an 86-year curse with the Red Sox. Yes, the Red Sox had money. Not Yankee money, but they had money. He won a couple championships. Then Theo decides, you know what? I want to go for something harder. Let me go manage the Cubs, who haven't won a World Series in over 100 years. And guess what Theo does? He wins a World Series. Cubs could have had two World Series, by the way. So, is Brian Cashman that good? Should the Yankees continue to pay this man the insane amount of money that they pay him? Why is he worshipped in New York City? I really do not understand that. Yankee fans, please email me. 10minutesofsportspod@gmail.com. Drop me a direct message. Tell me, what do you think? Is this guy worth the money that he's being paid? He's been there since 1998. Now, you ran out Joe Torre. You said that Joe Torre's voice was not being heard by the players. But don't you think Brian Cashman is getting a little old, a little stale? He sits in the offseason when Manny Machado's a free agent. By the way, Manny Machado, best player in baseball at this point in time. He has his arms crossed, and he's telling Manny, basically, why should we sign you? They got cocky. They felt that players should beg to play for the Yankees. And that's not the case. A lot of the big-time stars don't want to play for the Yankees, because of the cockiness of the team and the brash. Again, so why is Brian Cashman still the GM? I don't understand. If you disagree, let me know. If you have an argument for him, let me know. So far, with the current roster the Yankees have, they will not win a World Series. I'm going to repeat that again. Will not win a World Series. With the current core of stars that he has. By the way, trading for Giancarlo Stanton, another bonehead trade. They will not win the World Series. They have one pitcher. After that pitcher, there's nobody else. And their bullpen, as solid as it looks at times, is shaky. When your closer is blowing saves left and right, it's shaky. We'll see what he does this offseason, but I think he's on thin ice. I've always thought he was overrated. Never liked him as a GM. You guys let me know. See you next week.